Well, since Wisconsin is America's dairyland, it made sense that when dairy economist Mark Stevenson shared his forecast for 2014, attendance was rather high at the UW Ag Outlook Conference. Now, we had a conversation afterwards and talked a little bit more about the latest news on the Farm Bill, and I asked him, do we really know more now about what dairy actually could be?
Yeah, we've had a little bit more information, you know, as since the last time I saw you. And I think that one of the biggest pieces of information is that it looks very unlikely that we will have supply management in it. I also think that it is likely that we will have a farm bill this year as opposed to an extension. So probably not by the end of January, but maybe in the first week or two of February, it's likely we'll have a farm bill passed. And that farm bill will include the margin insurance. It will probably also include something that is a disincentive to have increased production over a period of time, but it's not going to be a supply management feature.
Now, last time we talked, we did say there was possibility to bring back up the milk program. You think now, if anything, that might just be the temporary thing to hold until this new legislation passed?
Yes, I think that, you know, when the legislation is passed, it's still going to take months before USDA has all the details of the program implementation worked out. And in that interim time period, I would not be at all surprised if they say that the MILC program will be in place until the new program is actually implemented. That said, I think there's zero chance of MILC making any payments this year because this is a good year for dairy producers.
You are expecting with the cheaper feed prices to see production go up. You said last time we talked you do expect general prices to be much lower than they are currently. But you still think that Wisconsin producers may see more profit this year?
I think definitely there's a good opportunity for more profit. In fact, it'd be hard to imagine even if you're only buying a relatively small amount of your concentrate, that it doesn't help the bottom line. The input costs are clearly lower. Milk prices are going to be, in my estimation, down some, but not a lot anyway. So, you know, you can look at this and say, well, this is a pretty good milk price year for producers in 2013. 2014 is likely to be also a pretty good year.
Well, right now we've got some pretty good prices on the dairy scene. Butter picked up another 7 cents on Wednesday to $1.94 a pound. Blocks up 2 3/4 to $2.27 a pound. Barrels 2.24 1/4 cents per pound. Class 3 prices January $20.92. February is now up to $22.09. March $20.56 and April $19.75. Board of Trade prices up slightly. March corn $4.27 a bushel. May $4.34. Beans for March up 2 to $12.81 1/2 cent. May up 2 1/4 to $12.67 1/4 cent. And March wheat up 2 3/4 to $5.64. Livestock, slaughter cows, cutter and utilities, 84 to 98, atop at 102. Most of the slaughter cows, 64 to 83. The slaughter bulls, 82 to $1, atop at 106. Replacement bull calves, 125 to 220. Heifer calves, 60 to 165. Feeder pigs, 40 through 60 pounders, 30 to 50. Butcher hogs, 74 and down. Market lambs, 175 and down. And that's your lowdown on the ag front. I'm Mike Austin for WSAU News.